was taking part in the International Round Rotherham on Saturday, which is a 50-mile trail race. And she joins me on the line now. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. Good morning.
First of all, how are you feeling?
Do you know what? I'm a little bit achy, but honestly, I can't stop. You'll be the same. I can't stop smiling. I feel like, you know, that feeling when you've done it, it's out of the way, but just that, I think the adrenaline doesn't leave you. So I'm achy, but very happy.
Oh, that's so lovely to hear. Listen, just first of all, before we get into it, just explain what actually is the International Round Rotherham.
So basically, it's the clue's in the title, really. It's a 50-mile trail race around all the areas of Rotherham, basically. It starts in Manvers, finishes in Manvers. I think this year was the 41st year that it's happened. So it's quite sort of a well-known event. And yeah, 50 miles on gorgeous trails. You can run it as a relay, so there's 8 different legs. So some people choose to do it as an 8-person relay team. Mm. And so there's 6 different feed stations dotted around. So if you're doing the relay, you run to the feed station, pass your dibber on to the next person who sets off. Or if you're doing the full thing, then again, you've got the feed stations where you can pick up some food, change your shoes if you want to and things.
Did you do the full thing, Laura?
I did do the full thing, yeah.
Wow, 50 miles. That is incredibly... such a distance. How long did it take you to do it?
It took me 10 hours and 16 minutes.
Wow!
But similar to you, had a couple of sort of 10-minute stops at various feed stations just to eat a little bit of food. My sister, bless her, changed my shoes at one point. She said, "You look like you're getting some blisters. I'll put you some new shoes on." But apart from that, it was just plodding on, really.
I'm sorry, say that again. 10 hours what?
10 hours, 16 minutes.
That is an incredible time. I ran the London Marathon back in 2012, which is 26.2 miles. It took me 5 hours and 34 minutes. You've pretty much doubled the amount of distance that I'm doing. That's an unbelievable time. Have you done something like this before, Laura?
No, so I did the London Marathon last year and the year before, but that's the furthest I've ever run. All my family have done the Round Rotherham. I come from sort of a running family. My dad won it the second year it ever ran. So in 1984, my dad won it.
Wow.
And then my mum and sister did it in 2019. So it's one of those. It's been on my bucket list. The family have done it. I thought, I want to do it at some point. So once I'd done the London Marathon, it was sort of, it made sense that this was the next challenge that I sort of took on.
Yeah.
But honestly, all I will say, if anyone's thinking about doing it, I loved the training for this so much more than the marathon, because there's just no pressure. You set off to do 50 miles and the time doesn't matter. Whereas I think when you're doing a marathon, you have in your head, oh, I want to finish it in X amount of time.
Yeah.
Whereas I think something like this, you just set off, smile all the way around. It was just incredible. And the support of the volunteers was just, I think that gets people round. It's a real sort of community event.
How did you feel going round? Because I remember when I did the marathon, which, like I say, is pretty much half of what you've done here. I think I remember, and I always tell people this, I think I went through possibly every emotion that a person can go through.
Yeah.
Like, I was nervous, I was excited, and then at one point I was really angry. Like, do you sound like such a lovely, positive person? Did you feel that at all, Laura?
No, do you know what? I was excited mainly all the way around. My husband will kill me for saying this. The most nervous I got is he'd got strict instructions to be at a certain point at a certain time, and I've got 2 little girls, and I thought, he's not going to make it. And if he's not at this point, I'm going to be so sad that I don't see them. So that was my nerve. That I was thinking, please be there so that I can get a cuddle from my 2 little girls. But apart from that, it was honestly, I was just excited. My mum, dad, sister and my brother-in-law kept popping up at various points. So again, I was just over the moon when I saw them. And just seeing everybody on the course, whether it was other people doing the full event or seeing the relay runners, it was just such a feel-good day. And the weather, we couldn't have asked for better weather.
It
was just amazing. And I think as well, because like my dad's poorly at the moment, so I was doing it to raise money for Western Park, and I think I'd got that in the back of my head, and I sort of wanted to make my dad proud and my family proud. So I thought, do you know what, I'm going to enjoy it, and I'll probably never get the chance to do it again. So even when it got a little bit tough, I just thought I'll get to the end and keep smiling.
Please tell me that your husband and your girls made it on time.
They did, bless yes! them. They did. Although I was running a little bit ahead of schedule.
Oh, hello.
My mum had to ring him and say, ignore that time that Laura's given you. You need to be there a little bit early. So at that point, I thought, oh, bless him, will he make it? But he did. He was a superstar. Oh.
That's what, so, and yeah. Listen, you've given some good advice there for anybody who's wanting to take part and do it. But how do you get over the kind of mental challenge of this? Because doing such a long distance race, yeah. run, walk, whatever it is, obviously physically it's very demanding. And unless yeah. you get some sort of injury, you can tend to push through that. But sometimes the mental challenge of it is really hard, isn't it? Because you start talking to yourself constantly, don't yeah. you? Like, and I would imagine doing something like 50 miles, like when you've just done a quarter of that, you are thinking, oh my goodness, I've got to do that three more times. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So how do you get past those moments where it's really difficult in your head?
I think, and you probably had the same at the weekend as well, I think sometimes it's remembering why you're doing it, I think is really important. And I think as well, thinking, as soon as you set off, you've made, that's the hardest step, putting one foot in front of the other, you've set off. So I think if you stopped everything you've done, it's not a waste, but I just think once you've set off, you've made that tough decision, so you just keep going. And I think, like you say, unless you've got something really physically stopping you from doing it, I think just focus on the positives and why you're doing it, and just keep putting one foot in front of the other, and every step you take, you're closer to the finish line. And I remember I felt absolutely brilliant up until the last 5 miles, and my brother-in-law ran the last little bit with me, and I laugh now, but he kept saying to me, you're doing brilliant, this is a really good shuffle, just keep shuffling at this pace and you'll get to the end. And I said to him at the end, shuffling, I felt like I was running really quickly, but I think by that point it probably was more of a shuffle. But I think I always knew, I knew I'd get to the end because I knew why I was doing it, and I didn't want to let anybody down, and yeah, I think just stay positive, I think would be my advice.
And Laura, you like doing these big challenges. You said you've done two marathons, you've done this. Is there anything else on the agenda? What would you like to achieve next?
Do you know what? It's every time I do something, I say, that's it, I'm finished now. But I think I do need another challenge, but I honestly don't know. Again, my sister and brother-in-law have done a lot of sort of ultra marathons in the Lake District and things, so I don't know whether... I'm not sure I'm up to the big hills and things, but...
Well, I was going to say...
Never say never.
That's true.
I
was going to say, have you ever done the Yorkshire Three Peaks?
No, do you know what? And again, that is something that I would love to do, actually.
Well, this is the thing.
Tips from you, this is it.
Well, this is the thing, you know, Laura. I couldn't believe it, like, because it is incredibly demanding, like, on your joints and things like that, and mentally. Yeah. But people were running it. Like, we were walking, there were people, like, running past us, and, like, that'd be an absolute challenge. So yeah. I highly recommend it if you want to do it. And like we're going to be talking about it on the show today, the most beautiful views that you will ever see. Yeah. I mean, we all know how great Yorkshire is, but my goodness, it was just stunning to be able to, and that kind of helped get you through as well.
Yeah, and the weather at the weekend, we couldn't have asked for better weather. I bet that made it as well.
It did, yeah. It was kind of perfect, wasn't it? Because the sun was shining, but it wasn't too hot, so you weren't too sweaty, but it was just, like, beautiful. It really was. Listen, Laura, thanks so much for coming on and telling us all about your challenge. Congratulations, what an achievement. Sending you lots of love, and sending lots of love to your dad as well.
Oh, thank you so much for that. Thank you.
Thanks, Laura. Bye.
Bye.
So listen, sure, we heard from Laura Denwood, who, like me, took on quite a big challenge at the weekend. While I was up the Three Peaks of Yorkshire, Laura was running 50 miles in the International Round Rotherham Trail Race on Saturday. Well, one of the organisers of the event is Steve Robotham, and he joins me now. Hi there, Steve.
Morning, Sam. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you, mate. Lovely to speak to you. So tell us, how long has this event been going on for, Steve?
This year will be its 41st year since its inception in 1983.
Wow, unbelievable. How did it all start? What was the meaning behind it, and who did sort of start it?
Well, the full title is actually the Ralph Robotham Round Rotherham Run, which is a bit of a tongue twister. But Ralph Robotham was actually my father. And in the early 1980s, he was a steel worker, and what happened was the steelworks went on strike in the 1980. So to fill his time, basically, he's always been a runner and a secretary of the Rotherham area. So to fill his time in, he decided to plot a route circumnavigating the metropolitan borough of Rotherham, basically. So he used to set out in the morning, drive to a point, follow the footpaths and the right of ways and digging through undergrowth, etc., and just slowly but surely plotted it out. Now, what you've got to remember, Sam, back in the 1980s, there was no internet, no GPS, no mobile phones.
No.
So it was a case of my mum would get a phone call late in the afternoon saying, I'm in a phone box, I've finished the route for today, come and pick me up. And my mum's, where are you? He says, not quite sure, really.
Oh, my goodness.
So as kids, you can imagine, it was a case of my mum saying, come on, kids, we're going to find your dad again.
Well, I was going to say, when you were younger then, growing up, and your dad said that he was going to do this, what did you all think about it as a family?
Well, a bit nuts, really, but my dad was, as I say, he used to love athletics and trail running and ultra running. Was fairly new in those days, as I said, you know, in the early 1980s, there wasn't much of it around. But what he did it mainly for is, you know, to give people an opportunity to walk around Rotherham, to see the places that you don't normally see in Rotherham because you're driving down the roads or whatever. And so, you know, he put the map out there for people to do at their own leisure. They could either do it in sections or they could do the whole thing in one go. And then 1983, seven men decided to make a race of it. So, you know, usual stuff, probably sat around a pub table. So in 1983, seven people started it.
Yeah.
Brian Arney and Maurice Cook were the first winners of it. And funny enough, Brian Arney actually competed this weekend and finished it in the 41st year of its inception. So Brian's gone from winning it to organising it over the last 20 or 30 years, and this year again completed the whole course.
How, like, as you mentioned there, back in the 80s, you know, there weren't, you know, the internet, there weren't mobile phones. How did your dad get the word out to people to say, look at this route that I've done, go and do it?
Well, literally, it was just a case of talking to his mate in the pub in the Rotherham areas, which he was secretary of, and so that's why at the beginning there was only seven people completing it, because there were seven of his mates and the longer distance runners within the club. And then as people got talking and getting together at, you know, events around the county, around the country, then word starts spreading, and say we're here, we are 41 years later with, I think we had 209 people starting this year.
What?
And 26 relay teams. So you imagine 4 o'clock in the morning, 200 odd head torches bobbing up and down a canal bank. It's quite a sight to see.
Yeah, I bet. How does it make you feel, like, knowing that, you know, 41 years ago your dad did this just as an idea, and now people are still doing it, and more people are doing it, and then saying some really lovely things about it as well?
Just really proud, to be fair. As I said, Brian Arney and Sharon Burton have been looking after the event for the last 20 or 30 years, and obviously after that time they wanted to take a back seat, which is understandable. So I stepped in with my wife and a gentleman called Henry Marsden, and so we've taken it forward this year, and I think it's just going to go, hopefully, from strength to strength, as people, as you said, hear the positive feedback on Facebook, Instagram, etc., of what a magical day it is with the weather. The volunteers are just unbelievable. I think, as Laura said earlier, there's seven feed stations. You're getting food, you're getting drinks, you get encouragement, you get a kick up the backside if you need it, if you're waning and you're thinking you can't do it, and it's just it's just like a party. Again, as Laura said, there's no pressure. Nobody asks you really what time you did. It's just a case of, wow, 50 miles. It's just
it's just unbelievable.
We've had some lovely messages in about it. One from Chris the Decorator saying, the Robotham Run is a brilliant event. There's no snooty runners like you get at certain events. Everyone cheers everybody on and helps where they can. It was a fab day, and yes, the sun gods were with us. Me and Jane followed our valley runners from leg to leg too. We also met a local legend, apart from Steve himself, talking about you there. Peter Elliott, Commonwealth Gold Medalist. He's a nice chap too. Say hello to Steve, please. That's from Chris the Decorator, Steve.
Yeah, I remember talking to Chris most of the afternoon, to be fair. And yeah, Peter Elliott was there. He's the club president as well of Rotherham Harriers, so he kind of came over and did the presentation, which is always nice to, you know, a Rotherham Harriers legend, and people appreciated his time and coming down and presenting the awards. That was fantastic.
We got another message from Andrew from Swallow Nest saying, great to hear Steve on the radio talking about the great Ralph Robotham's round Rotherham run. Finished this run 81k on Saturday, seventh time I've done it, and at 58 years old, it nearly killed me this year. I'm broken. Hey, you did it though, Andrew. That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing, Sam. People say that, say I'm never doing it again, and lo and behold, you see him the year after. We had one guy, I think he was 85, finished it.
Wow, 85.
Yeah, so the youngest you can be is 20, and you can't do it because of the rules and regs. 20 years old, but yeah, we had a guy 85 years old finishing it, and the maximum somebody's done, or the most someone's done currently, is about 34 finishes, so 34 years.
Oh,
and I'll guarantee at the beginning of that, he said he won't do another one.
Yeah, I can imagine. Can you just explain what the trail bit of the race is, Steve?
Well, what it does, the course follows, again, as Laura said, it starts from Mamba's waterfront, so it's actually a picturesque, beautiful start location where the old pit used to be at Mamba's. It starts there, and then it follows any right-of-way, public footpaths, road, you name it, but mainly trail running, so you see all the countryside and the back streets of Rotherham. The route goes from Mamba's over to the Grange Park Golf Course, and then through Treaton, and then it goes off to Woodseats, Maltby, Firbeck, and comes back round to Mamba. So you're literally circumnavigating Rotherham, and you've got all the views and all the beauty. So you no traffic, no cars, and it's just a fantastic day out. So it's, you know, you're off the roads all the time.
Amazing. Do you mind me asking, like, how many of these races did your dad get to see?
My dad passed away in 2010, so right. You know, he saw the big majority of them, helped organise, and he was out early doors like everybody else, helping and helping out and making sure there's no straddlers and stuff. Because again, going back to years and years ago, if people got lost, it was a case that they'd have to come off the course even further and try and find a telephone box to ring somebody to say I'm lost.
Of course.
And then trying to explain where you are is quite different. Now you've got what, three words, you've got mobile phones, etc., so it's a lot easier than it used to be. And it used to be in December, so it could have been 3 foot of snow on the ground as well, so that made it more of a challenge than it is today.
What was your dad's thoughts about it, you know, having seen it for all those years, people taking part, and it just getting bigger and bigger each year?
Yeah, the same thing, just proud of what he'd started, I think, and obviously the family. My sister, because I've taken over the organisation this year as well, my sister lives in the States, her and her family came over from the States this year and ran a relay team as well this year. So, you're getting people from far and wide. We had relay teams from Scotland. So, as I said, from a little, probably round the table in the homestead in Rotherham talking about it, to people coming from America, Scotland and every corner of the UK, it's magical.
Yeah, have you ever taken it on yourself, Steve?
Yes, funny enough, I did, Sam. 2020, obviously, we're in the middle of the COVID crisis. For some reason, I thought, well, we didn't have an organised event because of the restrictions. Mm. So I thought, well, part of the legacy, and just a nod to my dad, I thought, well, I'll do it on my own, just so somebody's at least completed it every year from 1983 all the way around. And I think there was half a dozen other people had the same thought, but we never met up or anything.
Yeah.
So I did it in 2020, what we could call unofficially, and then I ran it last year as well, because it was the 40th anniversary, so I ran it officially as well last year. So yeah, I've done it a couple of times. organising and running at the same time. I think running is definitely easier than organising these events, but no, organising, I'm quite happy to do that and continue it and take it forward over the next few years.
Well, listen, if anybody's listening and they think, do you know what, I want to get involved next year, what advice would you give to someone?
Just go for it. As I think Laura said, get the training in. The training's enjoyable. You're off-road. You're seeing beautiful parts of the countryside. You can run it as a relay leg if you want, so you get to know what it is. Get a team, any sports team you just need. You can have anything between 2 or 8 people within a relay, so you can split it up and make a full day of it and a team event. And then you can decide to start the full 50.
And amazing.
You know, it's the training, no pressure. You just keep building the miles up. Nearer the times, we run recce runs, so if you're a bit afraid that you won't be able to find your way around, there's plenty of people doing recce runs, so they do legs at a time, so you, by the time race day comes, you're familiar with the course, etc., so that's all fine. We're on Facebook, so it's Robotham's Round Rotherham 50-mile trail race on Facebook, Instagram, and you'll get lots of encouragement and words of advice from people, and just drop us a line if you need to, and we'll help you across the way.
Amazing. Steve, thanks so much for coming on and chatting to us about it, and long may it continue for many, many years to come.
Well, I'll send you the entry form through Sam when we've got the date. Obviously, you can bring you and your team down. Three Peaks is one thing, but Round Rotherham's a completely different
Absolutely.
Animal.
Do you know what? You're so right, you know, and I'm in that mindset at the minute. I'm like, yeah, challenge Sam. Brilliant. I love it, Steve.
I'll send it you now. Thanks for your time.
Cheers,
Sam.
Buddy. Thank you very much, mate. Bye. That was Steve Robotham there. Thanks for talking to us this morning. All about the International Round Rotherham.